Welcome to Natural Remedy Secrets. This is the show brought to you by Authoritative Wellness. We dive deep into the research behind natural health solutions. Our goal is really to cut through all the noise and bring you clear, actionable insights, things that empower you to take charge of your well-being, you know, naturally. And we focus particularly on the needs of women over 45, giving you trustworthy, expert-backed guidance for navigating midlife changes and beyond. Think of us as maybe your informed friend, sorting through the science to deliver practical advice you can actually use. Okay, before we really jump in, just a quick word about how we keep these deep dives coming your way. Natural Remedy Secrets partners with brands we genuinely believe in, companies committed to natural wellness, to integrity. We're pretty careful about vetting all our sponsors, making sure their values align with ours, and, well, more importantly, with yours. So when you support our sponsors, you're supporting us, allowing us to bring you this info. We only recommend products we really trust and would use ourselves. So thank you for being part of our community. Are you a woman over 45 who's maybe been feeling, well, a bit off lately, perhaps more tired than usual, or dealing with that persistent bloating that just, ugh, won't quit, or maybe noticing your mood, your energy levels, they're just not quite what they used to be? Are you looking for natural ways to feel like yourself again, to, you know, reclaim that vitality? Well, here's where it gets really interesting. What if those frustrating changes you're feeling are more connected than you realize? We're talking about the hormonal shifts, perimenopause, menopause, postmenopause, and how they can have a, well, surprisingly big impact on your digestion. Think about it. Have you maybe noticed new things like constipation creeping in? Or perhaps foods you always ate just fine now leave you feeling bloated and uncomfortable, maybe even weight fluctuations you can't explain, or just general changes in your gut. These digestive issues, they aren't just annoying, they can actually make other menopausal symptoms worse, like making mood swings feel more intense, or fatigue even more draining. It can really become this challenging cycle, right? Mm. Affecting your daily life, your relationships, your just overall sense of well-being.
And, you know, you're definitely not alone. The North American Menopause Society actually reports that something like 40 to 60% of women experience gastrointestinal symptoms during menopause. That's significant. So, what can we do? What's the solution here? In this deep dive, we're going to explore that crucial and often underestimated link between your digestive health and your hormonal health during menopause. We'll break down how your digestive system actually works, how it changes with age and menopause, and most importantly, we'll equip you with actionable, natural strategies you can start using today. Strategies to support your digestion and hopefully find some relief from those challenging symptoms. Imagine feeling more energized, having a more balanced mood, just feeling better in your own skin. Our mission today is pretty straightforward: to give you, our listener, the practical knowledge you need to understand and naturally support your digestive health throughout this whole menopause journey. Okay, let's get started. So to really get a handle on what's happening, we first need to appreciate the absolutely vital role your digestive system plays.
Not just in processing food, but in overall health, especially for women during these hormonal shifts.
That's exactly right. And what's fascinating is the intricate teamwork involved. You can almost think of it like a really well-orchestrated assembly line. It all kicks off in your mouth, right? Chewing, saliva starting to break down food.
Okay.
Then the esophagus, that muscular tube, uses these rhythmic contractions, peristalsis, to move the food down to your stomach.
Like waves pushing it along.
Precisely. And the stomach acts like a powerful blender, using acids and enzymes to break things down further. Then that partially digested food moves into the small intestine. Now, this is really the powerhouse for nutrient absorption.
Oh, you'd heard about that.
It has this special lining with millions of tiny finger-like projections called villi. Yeah. And these villi dramatically increase the surface area. Think of it like having countless tiny hands reaching out to grab all the nutrients passing by, pulling them into your bloodstream.
Wow, that's a great analogy.
Then the large intestine takes over, absorbing mainly water and salts from what's left. And supporting this whole complex process are key organs. The liver produces bile, which is essential for digesting fats, and it also filters toxins. The pancreas releases critical digestive enzymes to break down carbs, fats, and proteins. It also produces hormones like insulin for blood sugar control.
And the gallbladder.
Ah, yes. The gallbladder stores and then releases that bile from the liver into the small intestine precisely when it's needed, usually after you eat fatty foods. When all these parts work together smoothly, you efficiently get the nutrients you need and get rid of the waste. It's quite a system.
It really is. And it's amazing how this system adapts throughout our lives, isn't it? Like in infancy.
Exactly. In infancy, the system is perfectly tuned for digesting breast milk or formula, which are relatively easy to process because the baby system is still developing.
Right.
Then, as children grow and start eating a wider variety of foods, their bodies respond by producing a broader range of more active digestive enzymes to handle that diversity. During adolescence, you see hormonal influences affecting appetite and sometimes digestion patterns, too. In adulthood, for most people, the system works pretty well, though lifestyle factors, diet, stress definitely play a big role.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as we move into older age, there can be a natural, gradual decrease in the production of some digestive enzymes. This can sometimes contribute to things like feeling bloated more easily or experiencing constipation.
It was constantly adjusting.
It really is. It's constantly adjusting to our needs at different life stages, which brings us, very relevantly, to menopause. This is another significant life stage that introduces really notable hormonal changes, and these changes directly influence how your digestive system functions.
Okay, so how exactly do those hormonal changes mess with digestion?
Well, several ways. For instance, those declining levels of estrogen we hear so much about, they can affect what's called gut motility.
Motility.
Yeah.
That's the movement, right?
Exactly. The rhythmic muscle contractions that move food along the digestive tract. Lower estrogen can sometimes make these contractions less efficient, potentially leading to constipation or just a general slowing down of the whole process. Some women might also experience a decrease in the production of those important digestive enzymes we talked about.
Okay. Making it harder to break food down.
Potentially, yes. Especially certain types of food. We also sometimes see increased sensitivity to foods that were previously tolerated just fine. And then there are the weight changes that are quite common during menopause. Extra weight can put additional physical pressure on the digestive organs.
Right. That makes sense.
Finally, the delicate balance of bacteria in your gut, the gut microbiome, can shift as hormone levels change. This imbalance can lead to issues like more gas or irregular bowel movements.
So that estrogen drop can make things feel sluggish, and any weight gain adds extra strain.
That sums it up pretty well. Yeah.
It really does highlight how interconnected everything is.
Yeah.
Let's dig a bit deeper into that relationship between digestion and hormonal balance during menopause.
It's a fascinating two-way street. Good digestion is fundamentally important for maintaining hormonal equilibrium. Think about it. When you eat and your body digests food properly, you absorb the essential nutrients. These nutrients are literally the building blocks your body needs to produce hormones.
Like fats for estrogen and progesterone.
Exactly. We need certain types of dietary fats as precursors for synthesizing steroid hormones like estrogen and progesterone. If your digestion isn't working optimally, you won't absorb these vital building blocks efficiently. And over time, that poor absorption can contribute to hormonal imbalances. Plus, there's the gut microbiome again. That huge community of microbes in your gut plays a surprisingly big role in regulating various hormones.
Like insulin.
Yes, insulin, which affects blood sugar, and also cortisol, the stress hormone. An imbalance in the gut microbiome, sometimes called dysbiosis, can actually contribute to common menopausal symptoms, like mood swings and weight gain.
So a healthy gut is really foundational for hormone balance, too.
Absolutely, foundational.
It really drives home that it's not just what we eat, but how well our bodies break it down and use it.
Mm-hmm.
I know certain nutrients are key, like omega-3s from fish and flaxseed, for hormone production.
That's right. Research consistently points to the importance of specific nutrients. And if digestion is compromised, you're just not getting the full benefit of those healthy foods.
It works the other way too, right? Hormonal changes affect digestion.
Precisely. That decline in estrogen we keep mentioning, it can directly trigger digestive issues. Things like bloating, gas, constipation can crop up because estrogen actually plays a supportive role in keeping the digestive tract functioning smoothly. When levels drop, it can slow the whole process down. Food might sit in the stomach longer, leading to discomfort.
And the motility issue again?
Yes. Hormonal fluctuations affect gut motility, how efficiently food moves through. That can mean more irregular bowel habits or increased sensitivity. It's a definite two-way influence. And remember that North American Menopause Society survey, 40 to 60% of women reporting GI symptoms during menopause that really underscores this strong link.
Okay, so it seems logical then. If we actively work on improving digestion during menopause, we could actually positively impact our hormones and just feel better overall. What are some initial, maybe simple strategies women can start thinking about?
That's the key question, isn't it? And yes, there are several practical steps. First off, focusing on a balanced diet. Lots of whole, unprocessed foods.
Like fruits, vegetables, whole grain.
Exactly. Colorful fruits and veggies, whole grains like oats and quinoa, healthy fats from avocados, olive oil, nuts. These provide the nutrients needed for both hormones and good digestion.
Hydration too, I imagine.
Absolutely critical. Water is vital for every digestive process and helps prevent things like constipation. Staying well hydrated is key. You might also consider probiotics.
The good bacteria?
Yes, the beneficial bacteria. They can help restore a healthy balance in the gut microbiome, which, as we've said, influences hormonal regulation. And finally, stress management. Stress really impacts both digestion and hormone balance negatively.
So things like mindfulness.
Yeah.
Yoga.
Practices like mindfulness, gentle yoga, even just taking regular deep breaths can be surprisingly helpful. They promote relaxation and can improve gut health.
So taking care of your digestion really is supporting your hormonal health, too.
It really is deeply interconnected.
Okay, let's switch gears slightly. What does it actually feel like when digestion is struggling during menopause? It can be kind of unsettling. So what are the main signs women over 45 should look out for?
Well, the symptoms can be quite varied, which sometimes makes it tricky. But common ones we hear about are persistent bloating, that really uncomfortable fullness in the abdomen.
Oof. Yes.
Changes in bowel habits are also very frequent. That could mean constipation, you know, infrequent or difficult movements, or it could be diarrhea, loose and frequent stools.
Or maybe even alternating between the two.
That happens too, yes. Heartburn is another common one, that burning sensation rising up into the chest. And often these symptoms can be linked back to those hormonal fluctuations. The slowing digestion from lower estrogen can contribute to constipation. Dietary changes or fluid retention might cause bloating. Weakened muscles in the digestive tract could lead to heartburn.
So recognizing these signs is the first step.
Exactly. Recognizing them and understanding they might be connected to the menopausal transition helps you start addressing them.
And it's so important to remember, as we said, that so many women experience this. It's easy to feel like it's just you, but that research shows it's really common.
Absolutely. Knowing you're not alone is huge. And these digestive issues, they don't just exist in isolation, right? They can significantly impact your overall well-being.
How so?
Well, think about how constant bloating affects your mood and energy, makes simple daily tasks feel like a real effort, feeling self-conscious because you're bloated, or just irritable from being constipated. That takes an emotional toll.
Yeah, I can see that.
Even sleep can be disrupted by digestive discomfort, which then leads to more fatigue, maybe worse mood swings. It really can become a frustrating cycle. But here's the encouraging part. Research consistently shows that actively managing your digestive health during menopause can lead to a noticeable improvement in quality of life. That same NAMS survey found that women who proactively address their symptoms, including digestive ones, reported less anxiety and better emotional health.
That's great news. Taking physical steps can help emotionally, too.
It really can. Feeling better physically often has a profound positive impact mentally and emotionally.
Okay, so for women listening right now who are dealing with these frustrating symptoms, what are some practical first steps they can take? Maybe something they can do today?
Good question. One of the most insightful things you can do is start keeping a detailed food diary.
We'll talk more about that later.
Right. Yes, we will. But it's a powerful tool for spotting potential triggers. Also, making sure you're well hydrated, drinking enough water throughout the day is key. Dehydration often worsens constipation. Getting some regular, gentle physical activity helps too. Even just a daily walk can stimulate digestion and promote regularity.
Simple but effective.
And of course, it's always wise to check in with your healthcare provider. They can give personalized advice and rule out any other underlying issues.
Absolutely. And for listeners looking for more structured support with these digestive challenges of menopause, I do want to mention a resource from Rimi Ainata. It's called the Gut Health for Women Over 40 Bundle. It's a really comprehensive collection. It includes 4 ebooks. Gut Health for Women Over 40, which tackles these issues directly. All You Need to Know About Macronutrients and Calories for Balanced Eating, Meal Prep Mastery to Make Healthy Choices Easier, and Mindful Nutrition, a Guide to Nourishing Your Mental Health. Plus, the bundle includes their digestive blend supplement formulated to support digestion. We'll put a link straight in the show notes for you. Okay, now let's broaden the focus a bit to those other common symptoms tied to menopause. Many women experience a whole range of changes, and it's important to see how these might connect back to our digestion.
Right. Beyond the digestive issues, there's a whole spectrum of common menopausal symptoms. We often hear about, of course, hot flashes and night sweats. Also, mood swings, changes in sleep patterns, difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep. Vaginal dryness is another common one, changes in menstrual periods leading up to the final one, and, as we touched on, weight gain, often around the middle.
And it varies so much between women, doesn't it?
Hugely. The intensity of these symptoms, how long they last, it's incredibly individual. Every woman's experience is unique.
It really does seem that way. What kind of factors influence how any one woman experiences these changes?
Several things come into play. Your age when menopause starts is one factor. Genetics can play a role too. Sometimes family history gives clues. Lifestyle is huge. Your diet, how much you exercise, your stress levels, these can significantly impact symptom severity.
Makes sense.
Any pre-existing health conditions can also influence things. And even cultural factors, how menopause is viewed and discussed in different societies, can affect a woman's experience and how she copes. It's complex. Which leads us back to a key question. How does menopause affect digestion? And then how can those digestive changes influence how we feel those other common symptoms?
Ah, the connection again.
Exactly. For example, that increased bloating and gas, for some women, that can actually worsen the sensation of a hot flash, making it feel even more uncomfortable. If your nutrient absorption is hindered because digestion is sluggish, that could potentially make fatigue worse or contribute to mood swings.
Because you're not getting the fuel you need.
Precisely. Imbalances in gut bacteria can also affect mood directly, besides causing digestive distress. And even dietary changes or cravings that sometimes happen during menopause, maybe reaching for more sugary or fatty foods that can impact digestion negatively, leading to more bloating, maybe weight gain, which then has its own effects on how you feel overall.
So the takeaway is?
The key takeaway is that by really paying attention to and supporting our digestion, making healthier food choices, managing stress, we can often find some relief across a wider range of menopause symptoms.
It's good to remember that the average time symptoms last can be quite long, right? Like 4 to 10 years, according to Enos.
Yes, which really highlights why finding sustainable personalized strategies is so important. It's not usually a short-term thing.
Definitely. I remember seeing something about how diet has a profound impact on well-being during this stage.
It really does. And if we look specifically at how poor digestion impacts those broader symptoms, think about bloating and gas. It's not just physical discomfort. It can lead to feeling frustrated, irritable, finding it hard to concentrate, even embarrassment or anxiety.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when your body struggles to absorb nutrients properly, that can manifest as persistent fatigue, low energy, those frustrating mood swings. Plus, the metabolism tends to slow down a bit during menopause anyway. Couple that with poor digestion, and it can really exacerbate weight gain.
How so?
Well, if waste isn't eliminated efficiently and nutrients aren't absorbed well, it can sometimes lead to cravings. And the hormonal shifts themselves influence where fat is stored, often the abdomen.
And many women report weight gain.
Almost 50%, according to NAM's data. And interestingly, some research has even linked inadequate digestion to higher levels of stress and anxiety. It's all connected.
Okay, but the flip side is positive. Enhancing digestion can actually bring relief.
Exactly. Better nutrient absorption naturally boosts energy levels and can help balance mood. Minimizing things like bloating and gas contributes to a more positive outlook and, again, more energy.
So it comes back to those basics. A balanced diet, lots of fiber, regular activity.
Those are the foundational pillars, yes. They make a huge difference.
So what specific actionable strategies can we use to get relief from menopause symptoms by focusing on digestive health?
Okay, let's get practical. Dietary changes are huge. Prioritizing foods rich in phytoestrogens can offer gentle hormone support.
Like soy, flax seeds.
Yes, soy, flax seeds, some whole grains. Also, load up on antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. Leafy greens, berries, citrus fruits. They help combat inflammation. It's also smart to be mindful of potential triggers. Things like spicy foods, caffeine, alcohol can worsen hot flashes for some.
And sugar.
Reducing processed sugar intake can really help stabilize mood and energy levels. Lifestyle changes are just as crucial. Regular exercise, walking, yoga, swimming improves gut function significantly. Stress management is key. Meditation, deep breathing, spending time in nature, find what works for you.
Eating schedule matters too.
Establishing a consistent eating schedule can help. Maybe smaller, more frequent meals work better for some. And mindful eating, slowing down, chewing thoroughly makes a bigger difference than you might think. And hydration. Again, At least 8 glasses of water daily. It keeps everything lubricated and helps prevent constipation. Herbal teas and broths count too.
Those are all really great tangible steps. Now let's dive deeper into something we've mentioned a few times, digestive enzymes. What exactly are they?
Right, digestive enzymes. They're essentially specialized proteins. Their specific job is to break down the large food molecules we eat, carbs, fats, proteins, into smaller components our bodies can actually absorb.
Like tiny scissors.
Kind of. They act as catalysts, speeding up the chemical reactions needed for digestion. They're produced in various places: salivary glands, stomach lining, pancreas, small intestine lining. They're absolutely fundamental for extracting nutritional value from food. Without enough of them, we'd struggle to break down food properly, leading to malabsorption.
And digestive issues are common.
Very common. The International Foundation for Gastrointestinal Disorders notes that a large percentage of people experience digestive issues, and suboptimal enzyme function is often a factor.
So, can you give examples? How do specific enzymes work?
Sure, there are key types. Amylase mainly tackles carbohydrates, breaking them into simpler sugars for energy. Lipase works on fats, breaking them down into fatty acids and glycerol. And protease targets proteins, breaking them into amino acids, which are vital for building and repairing tissues.
And once they're broken down.
Once food is broken into these smaller bits, they can be absorbed through the small intestine walls into the bloodstream, delivering nutrients to our cells. If this isn't efficient due to lack of enzymes, you get poor nutrient absorption, which can lead to things like fatigue or a weakened immune system over time.
Okay. And are there specific enzymes that are particularly helpful during menopause?
Yes, considering the changes happening, some can be especially beneficial. Lactase, for example, helps digest lactose in dairy. Some women find dairy harder to digest as they age.
Ah, yeah, I've heard that.
Amylase aids carbohydrate breakdown, which could be helpful for weight management. And protease is crucial for protein digestion, important for maintaining muscle mass, which can decline with age.
Can we get these from food?
Some foods contain them. Yogurt has lactase, for instance, but they're also available as supplements for extra support during this transition.
Okay, that's a great overview. Now, if someone's experiencing bloating or discomfort after eating, what are specific signs they might need more enzyme support?
Well, the signs often revolve around that post-meal discomfort: frequent bloating, excessive gas, a general feeling of heaviness soon after eating. Heartburn can be a sign.
Yeah.
Also, changes in bowel habits like diarrhea or constipation. Sometimes people even notice undigested food particles in their stool.
Oh, wow. That's a direct clue.
It really is. Persistent fatigue, even if you're sleeping okay, or unexpected weight loss could also subtly indicate poor nutrient absorption. These symptoms can suggest insufficient enzyme production, leading to undigested food fermenting in the gut. And like we said, digestive issues are widespread, with enzyme deficiencies often playing a part.
So, if someone recognizes these signs, how can taking enzyme supplements actually help?
Supplementing can give your system a boost. By providing extra enzymes, you're helping your body break down carbs, fats, and proteins more efficiently.
Leading to better absorption.
Exactly. Better nutrient absorption often follows, and this usually leads to a noticeable reduction in those uncomfortable symptoms: less bloating, less gas, less post-meal discomfort.
More energy, too, maybe.
Many people report improved energy levels, likely because they're getting more from their food. And a well-nourished body generally supports a stronger immune system, too. Research does show supplements can bring significant relief for many digestive issues.
What causes enzyme production to decrease in the first place, especially for women in menopause?
Several factors can contribute. Aging itself is one enzyme production can naturally decline as we get older. The hormonal shifts of menopause definitely play a role. Stress is another big one. Chronic stress can divert resources away from digestion, potentially lowering enzyme output.
Diet matters too, right?
Absolutely. A diet heavy in processed foods and low in whole, nutrient-dense foods might not provide the building blocks needed for optimal enzyme production. And certain medical conditions, like pancreatitis or celiac disease, can also impair the body's ability to make enough enzymes. Recognizing these potential factors is key.
Okay, this ties back nicely to our sponsor. We've been talking about digestive enzymes becoming less abundant during menopause and how that affects nutrient absorption and comfort. If you're noticing those signs like bloating or fatigue after meals and think you might benefit from support, Rimi and Atta's Gut Health for Women, over 40 bundle, includes that digestive blend supplement. It's specifically designed to aid digestion when taken with meals. And combined with the ebooks on gut health, nutrition, meal prep, and mindful eating, it's a really comprehensive approach. Remember, you can get $13 off the bundle using code NRS13. The link is right there in the show notes. Now, how can we actually get more digestive enzymes naturally? Are there specific foods we should focus on?
Yes, absolutely. Nature provides some great sources. Incorporating these into your diet can be a delicious way to support digestion. Pineapple, for example, is famous for bromelain, an enzyme excellent at breaking down proteins. Papaya is rich in pepain, another powerful protein-digesting enzyme. Kiwi fruit contains actinidin, also great for protein. Mangoes provide amylase, helping with carbohydrate breakdown.
And fermented foods.
Definitely. Foods like yogurt, kefir, sauerkraut, kimchi, they're packed with beneficial probiotics and naturally contain digestive enzymes that aid gut health. Even raw honey has some enzymes.
So adding these in regularly is a good strategy.
A simple, natural, and effective one, yes.
Okay, what about supplements then? If someone chooses that route for more targeted support, what are the safety guidelines? How do you use them effectively?
Good question. While supplements can be very helpful, it's important to be smart about it. First step, always, is chat with your healthcare provider.
Before starting anything new.
Absolutely. They can help determine if supplements are right for you and guide you on type and dosage. Then always follow the dosage instructions on the label. More isn't necessarily better and could cause side effects. Timing matters too. Generally take them just before or right at the start of your meal. This lets them mix with the food as it enters the stomach. Choose high-quality products from reputable brands, ideally ones tested for purity and potency. And finally, pay attention to your body. How do you feel after taking them? If you have any negative reactions, stop and consult your provider.
That's really crucial advice. Now, beyond food and supplements, are there daily habits or lifestyle choices that boost our own enzyme effectiveness?
Yes, and this is often overlooked but really important. Lifestyle habits can significantly enhance how well your enzymes work. One of the most impactful is mindful eating. Paying attention, savoring bites, noticing hunger and fullness cues.
And chewing properly. My grandma always said that.
Your grandma was right. Thorough chewing physically breaks down food and lets salivary enzymes start their work. Hydration is key again. Water is needed for enzyme activity. Aim for those 8 glasses. Managing stress is vital. Chronic stress hampers digestion, including enzyme production. Relaxation techniques help.
Like deep breathing, meditation.
Exactly. Regular physical activity also promotes healthy digestion and can boost enzyme activity. Aim for about 30 minutes most days. And don't underestimate quality sleep. 7 to 9 hours supports overall health, including digestion.
So these habits bolster our natural enzymes and any supplement.
Precisely. They work together for better digestive health overall.
This enzyme info is so helpful. Let's shift to another critical piece, the gut microbiome. We've touched on it, but can you explain more about what it is and why it's so vital, especially during menopause?
Absolutely. The gut microbiome, it's truly fascinating. It's not just about digestion. It's this incredibly vast and diverse community of trillions of microorganisms living in our digestive tract.
Trillions. Wow.
Trillions. Bacteria, viruses, fungi, other microbes. This complex ecosystem plays a fundamental, wide-ranging role in our health. These microbes are essential for breaking down food, absorbing nutrients, even producing certain vitamins like D vitamins and vitamin K. They also act as a protective barrier, keeping harmful pathogens out and maintaining the gut lining's integrity.
So it's like a defense system too.
In a way, yes. And beyond digestion, a healthy, balanced microbiome strengthens our immune system, influences our mood and mental health, even impacts metabolism. Research consistently shows a diverse microbiome is linked to better health outcomes.
Incredible. So how does menopause, with its hormonal shifts, affect this delicate gut balance?
Well, menopause can significantly impact the microbiome, mainly due to declining estrogen levels. Estrogen actually helps support the growth of certain beneficial gut bacteria.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
Yes. So as estrogen decreases, studies show there can be a corresponding drop in the overall diversity of the gut microbiome. This shift can disrupt the balance, potentially allowing less beneficial or even harmful bacteria to gain a foothold.
Leading to digestive issues.
Exactly. Women might experience more bloating, constipation, diarrhea, often linked to these microbiome alterations. Furthermore, an imbalanced microbiome, or dysbiosis, has also been implicated in worsening other menopause symptoms, like mood swings or weight gain. It really highlights its far-reaching influence.
So what are the consequences of this imbalance, this dysbiosis?
Dysbiosis can lead to several problems. Digestive issues are common, as we've discussed, bloating, gas, diarrhea, constipation. Since much of our immune system is in the gut, an imbalance can weaken immune response, making us potentially more susceptible to infections. There's also growing evidence linking gut health to mental health. Dysbiosis might contribute to mood issues, anxiety, even cognitive problems.
And gut-brain axis.
Exactly. And finally, an unhealthy microbiome can affect how we process food and store fat, possibly contributing to weight gain or difficulty managing weight. But the good news is we can actively work to restore balance through diet, probiotics, and prebiotics, which can have a really positive impact.
Okay, understanding digestive enzymes and how their production can dip during menopause is so key for better nutrient absorption and less discomfort. If you're noticing signs like bloating or fatigue after meals and think enzyme support might help, remember our sponsor, Remy Anata. Their Gut Health for Women Over 40 bundle includes that specially formulated digestive blend supplement. Taken with meals, it aids digestion. It's a really complete approach for this time of life. Use code NRS13 for that $13 discount. The link, as always, is in the show notes. You mentioned prebiotics just now. Can you explain a bit more? What are they and how do they feed the good gut bacteria?
Right, prebiotics. They're essentially a type of indigestible fiber. Our own system can't break them down. Instead, they act as food for the beneficial bacteria, the probiotics, already living in our gut. Think of prebiotics as fertilizer for your good gut garden.
Okay, so they help the good guys thrive.
Exactly. By feeding these beneficial microbes, prebiotics promote a healthier, more balanced gut microbiome composition, which is crucial for digestion and overall health. Getting enough prebiotics can enhance digestion, improve nutrient absorption, and strengthen the immune system. Some research even suggests they might help reduce gut inflammation and could be beneficial for managing IBS or constipation.
So if we want more prebiotics, what foods should we look for?
Luckily, many common and delicious foods are great sources. Garlic is fantastic. It contains inulin, a prebiotic fiber. Onions, too, are packed with inulin.
Leeks as well.
Leeks, definitely. Asparagus is another good source. Slightly green bananas contain resistant starch, which acts as a prebiotic. Chicory root is very high in inulin. You often find it in coffee substitutes. And whole oats contain beta-glucan, another prebiotic fiber.
So lots of options.
Yes. Incorporating a variety of these into your meals is a really effective, natural way to nourish your microbiome.
Any simple tips for adding more of these into a daily routine? It sounds easy, but sometimes.
It can be simpler than you think. Start your day with oatmeal topped with banana and flaxseed. Great prebiotic combo. Cook generously with onions and garlic, adds flavor, and feeds your gut bugs.
Good tip.
Snack on raw veggies like carrots or asparagus sticks. Add chopped leeks to salads. Maybe try chicory coffee sometimes. Blend a slightly green banana into your smoothie for that resistant starch. Even small, consistent additions make a difference over time.
That's really practical advice. Okay, so we've fed the good bacteria with prebiotics. Now let's talk directly about probiotics. What are they exactly?
Probiotics are the live microorganisms themselves, usually bacteria or sometimes yeasts that, when we consume them in adequate amounts, provide a health benefit. They work by helping to balance that community of microbes in our gut, the microbiome we keep talking about.
So they add more good guys to the team?
Essentially, yes. Maintaining that healthy balance is crucial for improving digestion, reducing symptoms like bloating and gas, even helping with conditions like IBS. Beyond digestion, they play a big role in boosting our immune system. And research is exploring their potential to decrease inflammation and even support mental health, possibly through that gut-brain axis.
It's amazing how much they do. How specifically can probiotics help with those frustrating menopause symptoms we discussed?
Well, they can potentially help in several ways. They can certainly help manage the digestive issues, bloating, constipation, diarrhea by rebalancing the gut flora. Interestingly, research also suggests certain probiotic strains might positively impact mood and reduce anxiety, which is huge for women experiencing mood swings during menopause, likely via that gut-brain connection.
And maybe even hot flashes.
There's some early evidence suggesting certain strains might help manage hot flashes, possibly by influencing estrogen metabolism. It's promising, though more research is ongoing.
Okay, so if listeners want to get more probiotics from food, what should they look for?
Great question. Yogurt is the classic example, especially one stating live and active cultures. Kefir, that fermented dairy drink, is also packed with diverse beneficial bacteria.
What about non-dairy?
Fermented vegetables like sauerkraut and kimchi are fantastic options. Miso paste, used in Japanese cooking, and tempeh, a fermented soy product, are also good sources.
Any tips for incorporating these?
Start gradually, especially if you're not used to them, to let your system adjust. Different strains offer different benefits, so some variety can be good. Consume them regularly for the best effect. And pairing them with prebiotic-rich foods like having yogurt with berries and oats helps them thrive.
Gut health really does seem central, especially during menopause. For listeners wanting a structured approach to support their gut with prebiotics and probiotics, I want to mention Remy Inada's Gut Health for Women Over 40 bundle again. The main ebook really delves into supporting your microbiome, and the whole bundle gives you practical resources on nutrition, meal prep, mindful eating, plus that digestive blend supplement. It's a holistic toolkit. Remember, code NRS13 gets you $13 off. The link's in the show notes. Okay, let's shift now to foods we should really embrace for optimal digestion during menopause. What should be staples in our diet?
It really comes down to focusing on whole, unprocessed foods. Fiber-rich fruits and vegetables are absolute stars.
Like apples, berries, leafy greens.
Exactly. Apples, pears, berries, carrots, dark leafy greens load up on a colorful variety. Fiber keeps things moving smoothly, prevents constipation. Whole grains are fantastic too. Oatmeal, brown rice, quinoa. They provide fiber and nutrients that nourish beneficial gut bacteria. Fermented foods, as we just discussed, yogurt, kefir, sauerkraut, kimchi for those vital probiotics.
Healthy fats.
Yes. Healthy fats from avocados, olive oil, nuts, they aid nutrient absorption and can help reduce inflammation. And lean proteins, chicken, fish, legumes, they provide essential amino acids without excessive unhealthy fats that can be hard to digest. Research consistently shows high-fiber diets lower the risk of digestive disorders.
And how do these foods specifically help during menopause with those hormonal shifts happening?
Well, the fiber in fruits, veggies, and grains is key for constipation, a common menopause issue. It also helps stabilize blood sugar levels, which can fluctuate more than. Fermented foods directly support a balanced gut microbiome, helping reduce bloating and discomfort. Healthy fats are crucial for hormone production itself, so including them might help gently balance hormone levels, indirectly benefiting digestion. And whole grains provide sustained energy and aid weight management, which can be challenging during menopause. A balanced diet rich in these foods has been linked to fewer digestive issues during this transition.
It's great knowing these choices make a real difference. Any simple recipe ideas using these beneficial ingredients?
Absolutely. For a super easy, gut-friendly breakfast, try overnight oats. Combine rolled oats, yogurt with live cultures, chia seeds, fruit in a jar, refrigerate overnight. Done. For lunch, maybe a quinoa salad. Toss cooked quinoa with cucumber, tomatoes, avocado, maybe some chickpeas, and a light lemon herb dressing. Fiber, protein, healthy fats. Dinner could be a colorful vegetable stir-fry with lean protein like chicken or tofu, served over brown rice. Quick, easy, packed with nutrients.
And smoothies are always good.
Great way to pack things in. Spinach, banana, probiotic yogurt, maybe some nut butter. Excellent for digestion and overall nutrition. It really comes down to prioritizing these whole foods.
This has all been so incredibly helpful. Now let's guide our listeners on creating their own personalized dietary plan to support digestion through menopause. What are the first steps?
Okay, the very first step is really becoming a detective about your own body. And the best tool for that is the food diary we mentioned. Keep one diligently for at least a week, maybe longer. Note everything you eat and drink. And crucially, note how you feel afterwards.
Bloating, gas, energy levels.
Exactly. Any digestive sensations, energy changes, mood shifts. This helps you identify patterns and pinpoint personal trigger foods or eating habits. Maybe dairy consistently leads to bloating, suggesting lactose sensitivity.
So that's step one. Gather data. What's next?
Next, assess the variety and balance in your current diet using that diary. Are you getting a good mix of colorful fruits and vegetables? Whole grains, lean proteins, healthy fats, look for gaps. Are you getting enough fiber? Aim for around 25 grams daily from diverse sources, fruits, veggies, whole grains, beans, lentils, seeds like chia and flax.
And align it with goals.
Yes. Think about your main goals. Managing hot flashes, boosting energy, weight management. This helps tailor choices. For example, phytoestrogen-rich foods like flax or soy might be helpful for hormone balance. And consulting a registered dietitian or healthcare professional is always a great idea for personalized guidance.
Okay, so how do we actually build a balanced meal plan from this?
Start by setting clear goals, improve digestion, manage weight, reduce symptoms, etc. This guides your choices. Then select a variety of whole foods from all groups. Aim for color and diversity. Plan meals and snacks in advance, even just a few days ahead. This prevents impulsive, less healthy choices.
Meal prepping helps too.
Hugely. Cook some components ahead, grains, roasted veggies, soup. It makes healthy eating much easier during busy weeks.
And once the plan is in place, how do we track if it's working and make adjustments?
Continuous monitoring is key. Keep using that food diary, but now add a section for tracking symptoms, energy, and mood alongside your food intake. This lets you see direct correlations. Is the new plan helping? Do certain meals still cause issues? If specific foods consistently seem problematic, you might consider a temporary elimination diet with guidance from a professional. Remove calming triggers like dairy or gluten, then reintroduce them one by one to see how you react.
So it's about listening to your body.
Absolutely. Listen to your body's signals. If limiting a certain food makes you feel better, that's valuable information. Also, remember to factor in stress, hydration, and activity levels. They all influence digestion. And if symptoms persist or are severe, definitely seek help from your healthcare provider for personalized support.
We've just walked through making impactful dietary changes for better digestion during menopause, embracing good foods, minding triggers, creating a personal plan. Putting this into action is easier with support, like the Gut Health for Women Over 40 bundle. It ties everything together. Meal prep mastery for simplifying healthy eating. All you need to know about macronutrients for balance. Mindful nutrition for well-being. Plus, the core Gut Health ebook and the Digestive Blend supplement. It's a comprehensive roadmap for digestive wellness during this stage. Get your exclusive discount with code NRS13. The link is right there in the show notes. Okay, make sure you tune in for our next deep dive. We'll be exploring the link between menopause, migraines, and inflammation. We'll dig into why headaches might intensify for some women during this time, the role inflammation plays, the connections between hormonal shifts and migraine triggers, and importantly, potential natural relief strategies. You won't want to miss it. Thank you so much for joining us today on Natural Remedy Secrets. We took a deep dive into why good health really does start with good digestion, especially for women navigating menopause. We're truly honored to be part of your wellness journey.
And remember, your health is your greatest asset. Learning how to nurture your digestive system through these hormonal changes is such a powerful step towards living your most vibrant life naturally. That connection between gut, hormones, and overall well-being is absolutely key.
If you found today's insights helpful improving digestion, understanding enzymes, nourishing your microbiome, we really hope you'll keep tuning in to Natural Remedy Secrets for more guidance tailored just for you. And don't forget to check the show notes for all the details on that Gut Health for Women Over 40 bundle we discussed. It's a fantastic resource.
Until next time, stay curious about your body, stay committed to your health, and keep choosing that vibrant life you deserve.